This is Jerry Gaffney with the Irish Guitar Podcast. I'm here with my teacher, Tony O'Rourke, and this is Lesson 64. We've got a piece called The Gold Ring, or An Fáinne Ór in Irish. So how you doing, Tony?
G'day, Jerry. And yes, this is one of my all-time favourite tunes. Now, just to avoid confusion, there are two tunes that are called The Gold Ring. Now, one is a seven-part jig, and that's very popular with the pipers. And the other one, and the one that we're looking at today, is a four-part jig in D major. And as I said here, this is one of my all-time favourite tunes. It's a wonderful, joyful, yet melancholic tune, sort of a happy and a sad tune simultaneously. A tough tune to master, but well worth the effort. I've got a number of recordings of this tune, but the two that stand out in my mind, one is by Par Foley and the other one by a friend of mine, Anton McGowan. Now, Par's version is on a recording made in the early 1990s by a group of young musicians at the time, and they were called Kiol Kiree. Mostly musicians from Kerry and Limerick, around that area. And as far as I can remember, all of them were teenagers. They toured Australia a number of times in different combinations, and they had musicians, obviously, and there was a singer and the dance. They had some dance as well. Dances were spectacular. And many of the members of the various incarnations of the group had either won All Ireland titles or went on to win All Ireland titles, both at junior levels and senior levels. Now, Parr played a C sharp D style accordion, and even at a young age, it was pretty obvious that he was a master in the making, and unsurprisingly, that has proved to be the case. In fact, I think he might have even won an All-Ireland. My other cherished recording is to be found on a CD called Aran Wulja by fiddle player Anton McGowan. Anton's from Cavan, and of course, Cavan, the reason why there's so much great music up in Leitrim and Cavan, that is the ancestral home of the O'Rourkes.
Of course, Tony.
And Anton, now he won an All-Ireland, it was a few years ago, I think it was round about the early 70s, and Anton is a native Irish speaker, and one of the things about the Irish language that I found, Jerry, and I know very little about it, but you can't really translate the language literally always. This phrase, Aran Wulja, I've been told by one of the teachers in Melbourne here of the Irish language, it's used in the sense when you get two people or a number of people rowing a boat, and it's used to describe the action of the all moving their oars together, so that they're all rowing together. That's the sense that it's used on Anton's album, and the translation is given as matching beats. The Irish language, well, once we've mastered the guitar, we might get onto the Irish language in a few years, but it's a very, very different and fascinating language. Now, Anton is very easy to find. You can go to any of the Fly Keol that they hold every year around about the end of August, and Anton will be out in the street with all of his friends playing. And I did find one weakness in Anton's playing after all these years, and it's this, that After about 9 or 10 hours of the session, he starts to get tired. The street sessions that I've attended with him on my visits to Ireland are some of the greatest music sessions I've ever had the pleasure of being involved with. And you're treated as a most welcome addition to their sessions. I've yet to be disappointed at a street session. Incidentally, the piano player on the recording was a lady called Hilda Chasson. I think that's how you pronounce it. She's from Cape Breton. She's got an extraordinary style of playing piano accompaniment. It's a cross between a sort of a it's like a harp type of approach to playing backup, but on the piano, and beautiful chord voicings. It really is something worth chasing up. So that's one of my favourite versions from Anton McGowan on his CD Aaron Woolya, and that I better spell that for you because it's a bit different to what you'd expect. It's AR and then AN and the Woolya. There's no W in Irish, so the Woolya is spelled BHUILLE. On this podcast, I play this version, the slow version of the tune. I play it through just the once. It's a very long tune, and if I had to listen to me playing it through slowly, it'd be tedious both for me and the listeners. So I only play it through the slow version. I only play it through once. And although this is a D tune, I play it in the key of C with a capo on the second fret. The tune has a wide range of just over 2 octaves, but if your left hand is positioned correctly, you should need very little, if any, lateral movement to reach all the notes. And it does go down quite low on the guitar. So make sure that your left hand is at right angles to the fretboard so that you're maximising the amount of stretch. And that's about it. I hope you enjoy the tune. It's, as I say, it's one of my favourite all-time jigs.
We'll see you next week, Tony.
Okay, see you then, Jerry.